I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Amen. I'm going to be in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2. This morning, we'll also read in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 10 for just a foundational text this morning. The text will come out of Hebrews, but we will read in Nehemiah as a little bit of supplemental reading. Amen. And for just a little while, may the Lord help us for the joy. For the joy. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 2. The Word of God says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. In Nehemiah 8 and 10, and then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared for this day, prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if this joy is not there, amen, then we're not going to be successful. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said many years ago, amen, that when Christianity becomes a drudgery, amen, or obedience, it becomes a drudgery to obey God, amen, then that joy and that love is lost. And unless it's restored, amen, there won't be much left in a short time. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? Something has got to move us. Amen. Now, that joy here is springs out of love. Amen. There's nothing, everything about God springs out of love. Amen. If you look at the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits, but fruit. That's what the Bible says, the fruit of the Spirit. And it starts out and says, is love. Amen. Amen. Then it goes right on down, and all of the other things are characteristics of love. Amen. Love, joy, peace. Amen. All of those spring out of love. Amen. And if the love of God, that's why the great commandment is so real, that you love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our might. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because if we don't, there will not be the joy of the Lord in that heart. And we will falter. Amen. Listen, hear what he said to Paul, writing here, Jesus is speaking to the church at Ephesus. You have left your first love. Amen. Oh, he said, you go quickly. Amen. And go back and do your first work. So let's go back and get it back down to the foundation. Get it back on the right track. Else, he said, what's going to happen? I'm going to come to you and I'm going to remove that candlestick from out of its place. Amen. I'm going to remove the inspiration. Amen. I'm going to remove that which motivates you. Amen. Come on. What's why? Because you can't have that without love. Amen. It cannot be there. He except we love God with all of our heart. Amen. Well, that Joe, I didn't think you was going to preach on love. Amen. We're going to preach on for the joy. Amen. But you can't have the joy without the love. Amen. Come on. If we don't love God like God said, amen, that joy is not going to be there. I want to tell you, Brother David Talbert preached here many years ago. Amen. And I've many times repeated a statement that he made, that duty calls, but love propels. Amen. Duty makes us to understand what it is that we're supposed to do. Amen. But love propels us in that work. Amen. I can tell you, it wasn't three nails that held Jesus to the cross. It's love that held Him. The Apostle Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth me. Amen. What did he mean by that, Brother Joe? Amen. That word constrain means constrict me. It binds me to what God, amen, wants me to do. Amen. Now listen, and to live the Christian life, amen, it's impossible without God's love. Amen. It's impossible to love, amen, without God's love being in the heart. Amen. Except that God live in us and love through us. We cannot love, amen, like God intended. Amen. We will get offended. Amen. We will get dismayed. Amen. We will get tired. And we will reject what God's got for us. Amen. But if we love God, amen, my, amen. Jesus said to His disciples at one point, amen, He sent them into town to buy meat. Amen. He's waiting for that little woman to come to that well. Amen. What did He say to him, Brother Joe? I have meat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of the Father. Amen. In other words, what brings me joy, what brings me strength, amen, is to please the Father. Amen. Listen, if Christ lives in us, I said if Christ lives in us, that love will abound. Amen. To please the Father, He does not change. He still, as He lives in us, will live to please the Father. Amen. That glorious love of God will move us and motivate us in the work of God. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, amen, here you always talking about, amen, working and laboring. I want to tell you, if there's ever been an hour, amen, that the church needs to be motivated, I'm not talking about some, amen, earthly motivational speaker. I'm talking about motivated by divine love. Amen. With a joy. Amen. I'm going to tell you that hell can't put out. Amen. With a joy that dismay cannot do anything. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I believe it was Amy Carmichael McPherson said, give me a love that nothing can dismay, or a faith that nothing can dismay. That Word of God said, faith which worketh by love. Amen. Without love, faith don't work. Without love, there'll be no joy. Without love, there'll be no patience. Without love, there'll be no long suffering. Without faith and love at work, there will be no victory. Amen. Let me hurry. I want to just lay the foundation. Amen. Well, listen, what was the joy, as we read, for the joy that was set before Him? What was the joy that was set before Jesus? Amen. It was the salvation of humanity. Amen. Which was the will of the Father. Amen. That's the whole reason. You know, a lot of times we forget the reason that we're here. Amen. It's because of humanity. We're here, amen, to be fishers of men. We're here to manifest that character and nature of God to a world that walks in darkness. We're here to shine as lights. Amen. In a dark world. I heard Him say, arise, shine. Isaiah 61, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has arisen upon thee. Amen. Now listen, darkness shall cover the land, and gross darkness to people. Amen. But glory to God, He said, if you'll rise and shine, the kings will come to the brightness of thy rising. Amen. Come on, you want to have an attraction to that world? Let Christ be manifest. Amen. Let Jesus shine. Amen. Oh, I know sometimes, amen, you may be persecuted. Come on with Brother Joe. They persecuted the prophets. They persecuted Jesus. They persecuted the disciples. Who am I that I should think I'm better than my Master? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, through it all, amen, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Amen. He will keep us through it all. Amen. Hallelujah. So it was the salvation of souls. Amen. What did it take to bring it about, Brother Joe? The cross. Amen, brother. Listen, he said he had. Listen, what did he say? Amen, brother. Look at what he said. But before he endured the cross, the word term endure means to go through it without being diminished. You mean to tell me he didn't backslide about the cross? No, sir. He endured the cross, despising the shame. Amen. Come on. I want to tell you, God still despises sin. I'll say it again. He still despises sin. He does not despise sinners. Come on. If God despised sinners, we could go all to the house this morning. There wouldn't be no reason for anything at all. Amen. But God don't despise sinners. He just... Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever... Oh, that takes in all the territory. Believeth in Him should not perish. Amen. Another reason they got rid of the King James Bible. Amen. They don't like it because it says should not. Amen. Instead of them shall not. Amen. It don't mean because. Amen. You start out, you're going to wind up making it on this journey. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? He that endureth unto the end. Amen. He makes it there without being diminished. Amen. Without, amen, allowing sin. Amen. To scar them up to the point. Amen. That they reject God. Come on with Brother Joe. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. My God so loved the world. He didn't love that creation so much out there. The world typifies not, amen, animals. Amen, not the plants. It typifies humanity. Amen. God so loved humanity that He gave His only begotten Son. He didn't give Jesus to save a plant. He didn't give Him to save a rat. He didn't give Him to save a monkey or a squirrel. But He gave Him to save a man, woman, boy, and girl. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! My. I'm glad God so loved the world. Amen. For the joy. Amen. That was set before Him. He endured the cross, despising the shame. Amen. What did He do, Brother Joe? He won the victory. My. And is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, I know, sir, they've wanted this folks to say the right hand. That's just a statement about a position. Amen. I can tell you there is a right hand of the throne of God. And He who sits there is the living, breathing Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. Now, the Anointed One. Amen. Christ typifies the Anointed One. That's the Spirit of the, amen, of the Lamb of God. Lives in you and I. Amen. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Amen, my God. And let me just tell you a little secret. That Christ that lives in us has the same nature as that Jesus that's sitting on the right hand of the throne of majesty. Oh, I and my Father will come unto you. We said it in Sunday school. Not the body, amen, but the Spirit, amen, comes and dwells in you and I. Amen. Come on. What He's always stood for in this book, He still stands for. He hasn't changed. Come on, if He's changed, we're in lots of trouble. Amen. He hasn't changed. Well, Brother Joe, I heard that the Lord repented. Amen. The term the Lord repented does not mean that God changed. It means that man changed. And God didn't have to bring His destruction upon humanity because man turned. Amen. He said, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Amen. As I live, saith the Lord in Ezekiel 18. Amen. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his wicked way and live. We live in a world today that thinks the church can direct God to be anything they want. Somebody has given them that idea. Amen. And it ain't God's church. It's that worldly church. Amen. That says you can make God whatever you want. Then I got a little news for you. Amen. It ain't the God of this book. Come on. He does not change. He's the same. He's from old. He's from everlasting. Who? He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, and today and forever. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8 stands up real. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Thank God He doesn't change because He might decide He ain't going to save me anymore. I think I like a God that doesn't change. I like a God whose Word is called immutable.
Well, I'm about spitting glasses, I can't see through them.
Amen. Immutable. Amen. What does immutable mean, Brother Joe? It means unchangeable. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Amen. Unchangeable. Hallelujah. Thank God. You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, that God's Word is unchangeable? Yep.
Yes, sir.
What about all that translations? Well, they can change all of them they want to. Cold call translations. Can't change the Word of God. Amen. Why? The Bible says of its own self, it's forever settled in heaven. I don't think God's had another conference about that anywhere. Amen. Let me hurry. I got a ways to go to porn. I want to get to where I want to go. Amen. Amen. What did it take? It took the cross to bring about that joy. Amen. Let me read out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. If you give me just a second to get there. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Yes,
amen. I want to read what Paul said concerning the will of God and his life and what, at the cost. Listen to what the Word of God says. Chapter 12 and verse number 8 and 9. I could quote part of this, but we're going to read it just to make sure we get it right. Amen. For this thing, talking about his thorn in the flesh, the Apostle Paul said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Listen, my strength is made perfect in weakness. What did Paul say? Then, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Paul said, for this joy, amen, most gladly will I suffer them infirmities, that this glorious joy that I can have may be part of my life. Whew. Amen. I read to you out of Nehemiah. Amen. Chapter 8. Thank God. Boy, I love Nehemiah. If you ever never studied the book of Nehemiah, study it. Amen. Nehemiah. Amen. I believe it's one of God's special people in that Old Testament. Amen. Nehemiah didn't budge. Nehemiah was firm. Nehemiah was blunt. Amen. He was dead to the point. And glory to God, God stood by him every step of the way. Nehemiah's got a task he goes back to look at. And when he looks at it, I'm telling you, rides around that city weeping in the middle of the night because of the condition of the land. Amen. The gates of that city are burned. Amen. I'm telling you, the walls are torn down. Amen. It's a mess. Amen. The enemy is sitting without laughing. Amen. But glory to God, God finds a man named Nehemiah. Amen. Sends into that place. Amen. And Nehemiah knows he's got to have God's help. Amen. Rides around that city weeping and seeking God's direction. Amen. And I want to tell you, yes, amen, there's some joy that's going to come later on. We read it in the 8th chapter. Amen. But it didn't come without a price. Amen. Hear me? I said it didn't come without a price. No sooner has Nehemiah started what God is sending to do, amen, than Tobias and all of them rascals of the devil, amen, that seat, amen, they done made inroads. They were done infiltrated what was supposed to be God's church. Come on with me. Amen. We're living there today. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. But Tobias is, amen, have made inroads. Come on with me. Amen. And they discourage. And they discourage from what? From being obedient. From being diligent. Amen. From holding to the Word of God. They discourage. They want to have some new way. Just take it like it is. Be satisfied with the status quo. But Nehemiah wasn't going to have that business. Yeah, Nehemiah made quite a few people angry along the way. Amen. They made old Tobias a place in the holy place. I mean, they got him up there, moved into the house of God, got his own room. Amen. He's eating up the offerings and the sacrifices that's supposed to be offered to God. Come on. Woo! Amen. Amen. Old Nehemiah goes in there and says, you throw that rascal out of that place. Amen. Clean that room up. Amen. Take him offerings. Offer where they're supposed to be offered to God. Don't you be caught. Amen. Giving away what's God's to some devil somewhere. Come on. We see it every day. Amen. Oh, yes, Nehemiah, there's a cost. What did it come down to, Brother Joe? They started rebuilding them gates, started putting them walls up. That devil started trying to tear it down. Amen. Come on. I can tell you, they got a guard posted. Amen. Nehemiah, amen, has got men working. They got a trowel in one hand, and they got a sword in the other. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. If we're going to get God's work done, there's going to have to be some love and some joy, and we're going to have to work with a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. Oh, come on, but hear me. Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. The Word of God said they finished it ahead of time. Why? Because there was a heart in them. Amen. To work. Woo! Hallelujah. My. I'm going to tell them, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. My. Oh, labor. Labor to enter into that rest. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, there was a price. Had to be paid. But if you pay that price, amen, I want to tell you, God will not forsake you. Amen. He'll send you what you need and a whole lot of extra pushed down. Amen. And added it on top. Woo! Woo! Oh, glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Behold, I will not overlook thy gift of love. Behold, I will not overlook that had those who dedicate themselves. But behold, I will leave handfuls on purpose. I will establish, behold, you in joy and in strength, saith the Lord. I will cause thee to walk upon the high places. Behold, I will give you strength over the enemy. I will discomfit him before thee, saith the Lord. Behold, and I will be your reward. I will guard your back as you walk in my light and as you obey me, saith the Lord. Hey, da 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 ma. Woo, hallelujah. My. Amen. Noah's joy was to build an ark. Oh, Brother Joe, what do you got to build it out of? Gopher wood. Gopher wood is symbolic of, it's gnarly, aggravating, amen, hard to work with, but tough wood is a type of the flesh. In the sense of the word, Noah overcomes the flesh to establish that ark. Amen. A hardness. God didn't let him build it out of something that was easy. I can tell you something like that would never have stood. Amen. He had to overcome that flesh, build it out of something that would stand the raging sea that was going to happen in. Amen. But glory to God. Long time, Brother Noah was in, 100 years, the Word of God says. Now, God come to him, give him that revelation when the Word of God says that God marked it. And when Noah was, 500 years of age, God, he begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That says there's triplets born that year. Noah only had one wife last I checked. Now, the way you get three youngins is, amen, in the 500th year of Noah, come on, it's triplets. What happened, Brother Joe? The Word of God says instead of 120 years, 100 years, and what? And 2 months, and 10 days, Noah and his family was put in that ark. How long did Noah have to labor, Brother Joe? 100 years, and 2 months, and 10 days. My. He had to be some joy somewhere. Ooh. I can tell you, that takes a good load of joy. I've heard people say, I prayed for a week or two. Noah's been praying for 100 years and 2 months and 10 days. My. But I want to tell you, God came by and there's an ark there. Amen. Everybody's been putting that ark, the door. God shuts that door from the outside. 100 years, 2 months, and 17 days. 7 days later, the Word of God says the fountains of the great deep are broken up. Amen. And something that man has never seen suddenly begins to become a very real reality. The folks that had thought that Noah was an insane idiot, come on, was a nut job, amen, was a Fruit Loop, amen, as we will use some of them misnomers, amen, suddenly realized it wasn't Noah that was mixed up. And I'm quite sure that the Bible don't say, but I'm quite sure that, amen, there's a lot of folks showed up hunting that ark. Because somebody suddenly realized that what old brother Noah had been preaching for a long, long time suddenly has become reality. There's going to come another one of those. Multitudes are going to figure it out too late. That old song written in the 70s, "You came one day too late. One day too late, Jesus came. And you've been left behind to wait." Oh, my. Noah had preached the truth. He's a preacher of righteousness. He'd done it for 100 years and 2 months and 10 days. Hey, some kind of joy. What kind? For the joy, listen. Amen. For the saving of his household. Ooh. My. Amen. Oh, Noah labored. Brother Joe, that's a long time to put up with all that jazz. I think if you could ask Brother Noah this morning, was it worth it, Brother Noah? He'd say yes a million times over. The joy kept me going because I had the Word of God on the deal. Amen. Pitched that ark on the inside and on the outside. Put that door in the side. Amen. And that window in that upper chamber. Amen. Just like God said. Amen. Glory to God. And yes. Amen. And the Word of God's come along. Amen. Several chapter or two down the road and said, "And God remembered Noah." Hey. Amen. "And the floodwaters were assuaged." Got that old picture back there, Brother Lamar sent us, and that old ark sitting on the top edge of old Ararat. Amen. Noah's, amen, there with that dust flying down with a branch indicating to him, amen, oh yes, that it's dried up and up, that the tree branches and all are sticking out of the water. Amen. Glory to God. And God's doing what He said He's going to do. That dove left, and I think Sister Parker said a preacher this morning on TV. Amen. Said, yeah, that dove showed up 2,000 years down the road. Amen. At a place called Beth the Bar where John's baptizing, and flew down there and lit on Jesus. Amen. Come on with me. For the joy that is set before Him. For the joy. Moses' joy was the saving of the children of Israel out of Egypt's bondage. Did he have to pay a price, Brother Joe? He did. But the joy was enough. The joy was enough. Listen, Brother Joe, you mean that we got to have the joy? Amen. Them children's songs are never saying, I got the joy down in my heart. Amen. Woo! And then we sang that other song. I'm climbing up Sunshine Mountain. Amen. Face is all aglow. Climbing up Sunshine Mountain where heavenly breezes blow. Amen. Yeah, it may be a climb. Amen. We may climb sometimes what it looks like is up the rough side. Amen. Rather than the easy side. But I want to tell you something. That joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. I said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Jesus, amen. David, brother, said these words. By my God, have I run through a troop and leapt over a wall. Amen. Something's got a hold of David. Amen. To run through 40 men. Amen. Glory to God. And said, I can still leap over the wall when I get through with that. Amen. Something, amen, got into him. Amen. Got out of his spirit. Got down into that old mortal body. Amen. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.